Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed. And I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, as we continue the long slog post-election, there have actually been some developments in the court cases in the last 24 hours in a couple of different states. Joining me to discuss this up first today is Carrie Sheffield from Just the News AM. Kevin McCullough, don't go anywhere.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, in Wisconsin, 250,000 people were allowed to vote with by skipping voter ID rolls because they were allowed to be called shut-ins during COVID. There are really concrete things that have happened that affected large numbers of votes beyond the mathematical analyses.
And that is John Solomon, who was on with Lou Dobbs last night on the Fox Business Network and really continued to do what he's done so well over the last number of years, and that is to continue to put facts out there when everybody else in the news business is trying to stake out places to, you know, have opinions from. John Solomon, very humbly, very bluntly, just putting the facts out there. And what he's talking about is true. There's been a number of developments in a couple of key states in the last 2 days that have seen some forward momentum for the Trump team, which has been, to be candid, under fire a little bit by those that have been critical of their efforts because they said, well, you haven't shown us any evidence. Here to discuss is the anchor of John Solomon's Just the News Network. Their partnership, of course, with Real America's Voice. Something was announced here on this show with John Solomon and Gina Loudon a few weeks ago. But Carrie Sheffield, longtime anchor for Another television operation here out of New York that I used to be a guest on has moved over to Just the News. She's been their White House correspondent for a bit of time, but now anchoring the Just the News AM broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern. And you can get that on places like Pluto and Dish and Apple TV, Roku, a whole bunch of other places. And it's going to be going to more places because right now there is a hunger for quality journalism. Carrie Sheffield, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me, and thank you for that setup.
Yeah. Let's talk about a little bit about what Just the News has reported over the last couple of days, specifically Wisconsin and Nevada having little like cracks, maybe tiny little glimmers of hope for the Trump team. What do they look like?
Well, sure. Absolutely. So both those states are calling into question. You have people in the legislative branch who are raising the flag, because not only in those two states, but also in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan as well, folks from the legislative branch and other offices as well are saying there are a lot of irregularities and a lot of patterns here that just don't seem to pass muster. And so there have been announcements in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan that the legislatures are going to be holding public hearings on the 2020 election. And that really gets into the Constitution, the Article 1, Section 4, of who has the right to set the time and place of the election. And the Constitution says it's the legislature. So you're really going for a constitutional showdown. And so whether it's Nevada or Wisconsin or any of these other states, this is all up for play right now.
Yeah. And if I heard you correctly, you did make clear that Pennsylvania is one of the states that is inviting these hearings into the elections goings on.
Correct. Yes. Pennsylvania is hosting a hearing actually today. It's scheduled for today on this issue. We're going to be covering that and giving you all the updates on that. We've been told
sure.
in the Pennsylvania legislative hearing that the expectation will be in part some data that's focused on screenshots, actually, of showing how the irregularities of returns for the president were actually showing that the president was losing votes over the course of the night. So it's one thing for incrementally for Joe Biden to supersede the growth and have an increase, but it's quite a different thing when you have the president actually losing votes.
Right, because I don't know. I've never seen that, like, just being practical. I've never seen that take place. I've never seen where you votes counted, you've had X number, and then suddenly you have fewer than that. Because I don't know of any process that takes votes away unless you're disenfranchising ballots in the aftermath. But that's curious how it would happen on election night.
Correct. And this is screenshots from the Pennsylvania, their own data, government official websites, their own canvassing websites from the Secretary of State. So it's not coming from a secondary source like a New York Times or 538 ballot count, which a lot of those we've seen whizzed around on the internet. This is directly screenshots from the government source itself.
Yeah.
And to your question on Nevada, the breaking news we heard out of Nevada yesterday was that a Nevada judge has agreed to hear evidence of illegal voting and allow Republicans in the Trump campaign to depose those who say that there is irregularity about or illegal voting.
Right. Well, I can't help but see if this debate goes from the courtroom over to the legislative bodies, which, as you just said, Carrie Sheffield, this is the legislatures are the ones that the Constitution says gets to make the rules about how the electors are decided. If the legislatures decide that their outcomes in their states have been fraudulent, you don't even need the courts, correct?
Well, and that's where you're certainly going to have the dispute. But
right.
because for example, in Pennsylvania, the legislature exactly was trying to assert just that, because the Pennsylvania legislature is controlled by Republicans, but the state Supreme Court in Pennsylvania is majority Democrat,
yeah.
or appointed by Democrats. And so so there was the showdown over the time and place of how these, whether the absentee ballots could be accepted after Election Day. And the state Supreme Court intervened and said, yes, it could be up to 3 days. And the legislature said, No, this is not,
Well, they specifically,
the federal constitution, they
right, they specifically debated that in their legislation and said, we're not going to allow that. And so the judge randomly acted in this way. And it's interesting. I had Andy McCarthy on Monday, and he was saying, you know, the Supreme Court's going to be hesitant to take up an appeal from a state court that has made a ruling in a state legislated matter. I see the Supreme Court, though, having to weigh in if a legislature says, we don't certify this election. You know, the Democrats will go to some court and say you have to. There's going to have to be some sort of remedy that goes outside of the legislature versus the court's debate. And I would think the Supreme Court or the federal court next level, third district, whatever it is, would be the likely outcome where that remedy would be sought.
Well, and that's where this is really uncharted territory. And this gets into the Amistad Project, because the claims they're making, and they're going nationwide. In Wisconsin, they just filed yesterday, they announced an emergency petition in Wisconsin where they are flagging a red flag on 150,000 potentially fraudulent ballots. And they're saying that statistically, and we at Just the News, we've worked with Matt Brainerd, who is the former data guy for the
right.
2016 campaign. The data that we found, and Phil Klein is actually basing his lawsuit in part on the data that we worked with Matt Brainerd on, was basically showing that there were tens of thousands, according to this data, of ballots of Republicans who either, A, they cast their ballot and they never got confirmation that it was received or counted, or B, someone else requested a ballot for them and they swore they never requested it. And so there's just this huge chunk of the electorate that, based on this research, not only in Wisconsin but also in Pennsylvania, potentially up to 100,000 at least. And we have a sworn affidavit in Pennsylvania on the estimate of up to 100,000 Pennsylvania ballots from a Princeton-trained and Yale-trained mathematician who's now a professor at Williams College in statistics, saying that this is just so highly irregular, the patterns that we're seeing here.
No, it's not passed the smell test for a while, but I think what the Trump team has had trouble doing is putting together the understanding of connecting the dots to show how it, the reason why it doesn't make sense. And I think it sounds like what we're starting to see is some light being shed in that direction. And who knows, if you have all six swing states having legislative hearings on this and those legislatures come to a different conclusion than their courts did, this thing is far from over. And I know that they need to go to Just the News to get the honest reporting of Carrie Sheffield and John Solomon and the rest of the team to make sure that they have the facts and nothing but the facts. Carrie, thank you for illuminating us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Watch your weekdays at 9 a.m. on Just the News AM. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Will the courts have the courage to say that what we see as evidence is strong enough for us to intervene and overturn the vote count? It's a big ask of the courts. It's a big job for the Trump team, but I don't think it's impossible.
That's John Solomon, now the founder and editor of Just the News, but formerly of The Hill, and someone who I guess my next guest had as a an editor or boss or something when she was, well, she is still a columnist for The Hill. Kristen B. Tate is back with us, three-time best-selling author. Her newest book, of course, all about the domestic migration that we saw not only play out in this election, but what she fears like will be in the elections to come. And Kristen, we've been talking a lot over the last couple of weeks about the legal activities. We just heard from John Solomon in the last segment, and he is tracking some of these stories. We had Phil Klein on Monday, who is the head of the Amistad Project. It appears as though this equal opportunity, equal access argument might have the best constitutional legs of what the paper ballot forces are going after. I'm just curious your thoughts about where we stand with all that right now.
Well, look, it ain't over till it's over, right? I mean, this process is still ongoing. And as John Solomon said, it's an uphill battle for Trump, but it's not impossible. And the media would like for us all to just, you know, declare Joe Biden was the winner and move on and not ask any questions. And mind you, these are the same people that have been saying for 4 years that Trump was an illegitimate president put in place by the Russians. But this process is far from over, and we need to let it play out. Now, I will say this. I think Trump's path to victory is narrowing. That's not to say it's impossible. But I think at the same time, we need to come up with plans in case, God forbid, Joe Biden is sworn in January. And what that means is we need to mobilize every single voter in Georgia for those runoff elections. Because, Kevin, we can't let them get unified control. We can't let them get the Senate. So we need to keep hope for Team Trump, but at the same time, we need to mobilize the troops on the ground there in Georgia because the future of the nation may depend on it.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that because the very last thing we want is to give them a blank check in all three chambers. And if they have that, they're the really only thing that would be stopping them at any point along the way at that point would be the courts. And you've got to have that's such a more difficult process. Because laws go into effect before they get reviewed by the courts. So it's one of those things where we need to have some check and balance on that process before it gets to that level. But let me ask you this, Kristen, because we've seen, and now I think the newest poll that's out yesterday, 79% of Republicans across the country believe that the election was fraudulent. That's nearing 80%. That's not much behind the total number of the base that were out for Trump. You know, he was in the 90s, but come on, 80% of one party believes that this thing was not honest. And now you're looking at a state where some of that shenanigans took place, and people are saying, but will it make any difference? What's to keep Stacey Abrams from pre-selecting, pre-curing, and procuring, you know, ballots that otherwise may not even be legitimate and pulling the same thing in two Senate races there to take that control?
It's terrifying. People have lost hope in our election process, and for good reason. I mean, look at the media. But one of the biggest failures of this election, in my opinion, was Republican governors allowing the Democrats to push mass mail-in voting. And that is one way that we've seen the Democrats have been able to manipulate results. People don't trust the mass mail-in ballot process because, of course, ballots are getting sent out to millions of people who no longer live at their addresses or who are deceased. And I'm so disappointed that these Republican governors rolled and let the Democrats use the COVID excuse to roll out mass mail-in voting. And mark my words, Kevin, in every single election moving forward, even when COVID's gone, the Democrats are going to demand that this be the new norm. And if you say you want to go back to the old process of all in-person voting besides absentee ballots, they're going to shriek about voter suppression. This is what the left does. You give them an inch, they take a mile. These Republican governors and Republicans, frankly, in Congress as well, they need to get a spine and say, no more. We are going back to in-person secure voting. If you want to vote by mail, you need to request an absentee ballot because that is one of the big reasons people do not trust the results,
right?
For good reason.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. In fact, Kristen, I think that we've got to fight harder than that. And this is not going to be popular, but I think we have to. And I think it's life or death for the future of the republic. Like we're either going to have freely determined self-determination in this country, or we are going to be sold a bill of goods similar to Cuba and Venezuela. But we have to go to voter ID. We've got to have a match of the person, with the address. It's got to be verifiable. It's got to be transparent. We don't need to know your actual vote. But until we have, I mean, just think about the number of ballots in each of the six swing states that reportedly didn't even undergo a signature comparison. In fact, in the Nevada case, they used machines to verify the signatures, and they put it literally on the least discerning setting possible. And if it was, you know, 1 to 10 in terms of the degree of fine perception that it could pick up on, they had it at the lowest setting possible, meaning you could write Chinese, you could write your name in Chinese and it would recognize it as a match to whatever signature was on file. We've got to get away from that, because if we don't have verified voter ID, we're going to get rolled and rolled and rolled going forward, because I don't trust the Republicans or the Democrats on this.
Totally agree with you. And, you know, the Democrats, this pandemic was the best thing to ever happen to them. Trump would have won in a landslide if it weren't for COVID, because they used COVID as an excuse to get every single one of their initiatives forward, the mass mail-in voting being one of them, the mass lockdowns. I mean, this was just a dream for them. And Joe Biden sat in his basement, haven't told with the American people what he'd do as president, and just sat there and waited to be elected. It's a disgrace. And the Republicans should be ashamed for letting the Democrats get away with it.
Well, yeah, and in some places maybe even participated in it. I actually think that Sidney Powell's investigation is not going to be over for a really long time, and I think she's going to take down some surprising names on both sides. And you know what? Good for her. We need honesty. We need transparency. We need integrity. These are not popular words, but that is what America has to be built on. She won't be good if we don't demand those things. And America, it only works if you have good intention. Anyway, Kristen, have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for being here.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
All the best. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed, and I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the Buy One, Get One Free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, on this very special Thanksgiving week, it is important to help the littles among us understand what it is all about. It is not, as my littles were around the table yesterday arguing about whether or not Thanksgiving Day should be a day in which they got to do this or that, or they had this toy or that toy, or they were gonna be the first one to do this. And no, it's not what it's about. It's about giving thanks. And if you want to really set a good tone for your household this holiday season, start off with Thanksgiving by being a day of Thanksgiving. Shelley Goldberg's back with us, and this was on your mind as well, Shelley, when you said, let's talk about gratitude today.
Yes, absolutely, Kevin. It's a critical skill, and it's not something you can do just at Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving is a great place to start. You really want to do it throughout the year, and you want to develop it, reinforce it, because it's something that needs to be nurtured over time. And the reason it's so important is because gratitude is an attitude that affects a child's whole life. It's really a positive way of looking at the world, of seeing the glass half full as opposed to half empty. And there are so many studies that reinforce that the child who's developed gratitude does better in all areas of their life. And I want to share with you a famous quote, Kevin. I love this quote by Cicero, the Roman philosopher. Gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. That's how important gratitude is. And because kids have no sense of perspective, especially our kids, they need us to give them an idea of how many wonderful things they have in their life that are there that they don't even notice. You know, the clouds, the sun, the rain, the great food that you and your wife are cooking. That's what they need us to help them to see. So right. What are the different things? There's so many things that you can do, but this Thanksgiving, first of all, and I know you are, Kevin, be a grateful role model. Are you a grateful role model? I'm sure you are. All right. Set up traditions. So this Thanksgiving, get out the gratitude jar. Everybody writes down what they're grateful for, puts it in the jar, and then has discussions around the dinner table. There are some families that have a gratitude tablecloth. They get out the markers, they write on a tablecloth what they're grateful for, and they bring out the tablecloth every year.
Hmm.
For teens, you can send them an email. This is what mom and dad are grateful for. What about you? A gratitude journal. What I love, a great tradition, if it's possible, at all possible, invite someone to your home every Thanksgiving mm-hmm. who maybe doesn't have a family or a home. And if your kids see you do that every year, that's a wonderful and a remarkable thing to do. Volunteer someplace this holiday season, whether it's a nursing home or helping a neighbor to go shopping, but find someplace that your children and you can do that together. Thank you notes. Make thank you notes a part of your family's life, a part of your tradition where you're thanking everyone, you know, the coaches, the teachers, the mail carrier. But that's a way of developing gratitude, and your kids are seeing that you're doing that. And also think about, Kevin, what is it that you're directing your focus towards with your children? What are you asking your children to notice about life? For example, if you're in the car, Kevin should be saying, look at those beautiful trees over there that we're passing. Isn't nature beautiful?
Hmm.
That's a wonderful way to encourage gratitude. And me, I'm big on books. There are so many books that celebrate and talk about gratitude. You can find them easily, especially picture books. And seek out quotes that inspire gratitude and then discuss them around the dinner table. And another thing is to remember to give credit to other people so that, Kevin, you might share with your kids that there was a wonderful contractor that helped build the beautiful house that you're living in, or someone who grew the food that you're all sitting around the table enjoying. But let them see how there's a chain of events and a chain of people all in their life that have brought them all this goodness and wonderful things to be grateful for.
I really like that last one in particular, because I don't think I've ever done that, but to help them think through how even dinner got on the table, you know, is a great thing because it will help them process just how many hands had to have a role in the process in order for them to, you know, enjoy that.
Exactly. And another thing that you could do, especially because you have little ones, is disentangle gratitude from gift giving.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the iPhone that dad buys. The gratitude is for the running water, the warm house, the air conditioning. But bring that to their attention, because sometimes young children link gift giving with gratitude, and they miss the much bigger picture.
Well, one of the reasons Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday is because it has no other purpose. It's simply the act of giving thanks, and there is no commercial. There are no gifts. There's no pressure. You can be with those you love. You can say thank you for the blessings that you have, and you can inspire others to do the same. Shelley, we are because we spent this time with you, so thank you. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all.
News about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Not only proudly powered, just as we were getting ready to go on the air, I opened my box. And there they are, my next month's supply of my fruits and veggies. And I love them, and they're awesome, and they keep me healthy, and I haven't caught the COVID, which, you know, I feel very fortunate for. Doc Howard is back. Doctor, it's good to see you on this Thanksgiving week. Thanks for being here.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
I'm, you know, we've talked about the triad of health so much on this show, but I kind of think that Thanksgiving is kind of the perfect holiday when it comes to discussing health. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. What more can we be thankful for? Well, there's a lot we can be
thankful for. Well, and being thankful for is actually key to health, is it not?
It's interesting. You don't know this, but I just finished having an insert with all my health coaches, and we talked about the effect of gratitude on your health and how that's the message that we're sharing this
holiday
season
week.
And,
yeah,
and all year. But
So people that are not initiated, explain how.
Well, because gratitude actually has a chemical effect on your body. Now, we just went from spiritual, emotional, mental, whatever you want to call it, to chemical. And that chemical effect has a physical effect on your body. And that's all your health. And literally, there are times in my practice when I would just have somebody that... I would actually write a prescription for somebody to go out and do a good deed daily for somebody. They just had to get outside of themselves.
Could they find a pharmacy that would fill that prescription?
They did. They had to bring it back to me with a note. But literally, I would do this. And I cannot tell you the times of the effect. But I'm going to give you one example.
Okay.
Once I was on the radio, it was broadcast somewhere. I think it was in Las Vegas. Anyways, and there was a truck driver that was listening, and she came through and she said, "Can I stop through and see you in St. George?" I said, "Sure." So I stopped and I met with her. Great lady, but she had a lot of systemic type of illness. She had fibromyalgia and some things like that that really kind of go through your system. And asked for talking with her for some time. And she stopped by a couple of times and I spoke with her. And finally one day I said, you know, something we have to get over here. You hold something against your mother. And I knew that because she had told me, so I'm not right. some psychic. She said, and I just said, you hold something so strongly. And she had a true hate inside her for something her mother had
done.
She
was very angry about it.
And I just said, you will never get well until you let go of that. And you better mend that before she dies, because I knew she was on the edge, you know, she was getting older, because it's much harder to mend that in you after she's gone. And she's like, I can't do that. Well, a couple of years later, she stopped by and through, and she just absolutely in tears thanked me from one end to the other, because she had gone, she had forgiven her mother, and her illness has started clearing out amazingly, just clearing through. And I see this consistently, consistently. And we have to be able to forgive and forget and be grateful for the things we have.
Well, and as you just said, God in his divine sovereignty decided to put something in our body that responds to that attitude of gratefulness. And I think, Doc, that part of the reason that we have such systemic sickness in society is because as we've gotten away from the idea of this idea of something being above and beyond us and outside of us and experiencing that gratitude, that we've raised generations of people that aren't, and that backs up into the actual health and well-being of their lives.
Exactly. I don't want to talk about government, and that's not what I mean by this, but it is one reason why I don't want any organization to take away from us our opportunity to be charitable. Because the gratitude in us comes out when we're able to be charitable to others. And charity, I mean the love. I mean a love. In Germany, it's called Nächstenliebe. I love the word for charity here, because it's love of those next to you. Love of those around you is what the word charity is. That's how you say it. And, I lived in Russia for a few years. And one thing I saw when the wall came down and things is people didn't know how to be charitable because the government had taken that over for them. And so they would just walk by people who were homeless in the streets with disgust and just go, oh, the government should do something about that. Oh, it's just horrible to walk down the street. But they had lost that. And once we actually, my family had a whole bunch of blankets that we had, people in America made them. And I worked in an orphanage there while I was there. And then we had this big deal, and it's a long story how we got them to Germany. It was a miracle from one plane and these people from Delta Airlines, one would pick it up and make sure it got on the next one. Anyways, they got them to us in Russia, and we had some Russian people with us. And then we were going to deliver them to the orphanage. And some of the Russian people with us, they said, I don't understand. It's blankets. We can get blankets anywhere. Why are we doing blankets? And I said, just come. You'll understand. And as we delivered that, it's a story of, I'll have to give it to you another time, but we got there and the orphanage was closed and they just put the kids all to sleep. And you're talking of 100 kids to sleep. The nurses woke them up. Anyways, we got to deliver those blankets, give them to the children. And they walked out going, I understand now.
Very cool.
Yeah. In tears. And we just can't let anybody take away our opportunities to show our gratitude by helping others.
That's some good stuff. And friends, if you believe that this is something that you could work on, you want to re-listen to this, go get the podcast from today's broadcast. But Dr. Douglas Howard, always appreciate it. And always appreciate the fact that my fruits and veggies come on time. I get to take them and they help me, you know, fight off the things of this season in particular. You'll still get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you call today, 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. But Dr. Douglas Howard, always appreciate your time with us on these midweek catch-ups. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you. And it did my heart well to see you open that package.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit ancestry.com/health.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, friends, I'm just saying there's a lot more news yet to come. We have not seen all that is. There's now rumblings that California Governor Gavin Newsom and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp are both involved in some sort of money laundering scheme that would involve the communist Chinese. Might this be something that Sidney Powell was talking about being biblical when she was talking about what's going to go down in the Georgia lawsuits? That might explain why Mr. Kemp and his Secretary of State not too eager to have things looked at too closely in Georgia, maybe. Newsom doesn't care. We know that. You can saw California right off the map and shove it into the Pacific. They're not even interested in being America anymore. But in Georgia, there's still a lot of people that have a lot of interest in being part of these United States. And it is increasingly worrisome that it seems that the Republicans in Georgia are as corrupt as the Democrats in most other places. We'll have to wait and see. All right. So I want to shift gears here for my final thought today. I don't know about you, but if you got up this morning and you were looking through social media, you probably saw a story involving the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, the American actress that married Prince Harry. This coverage of her is not particularly newsworthy. In fact, the event that she talks about in the writing took place quite some time ago, much earlier in the year, as a matter of fact. But she felt like it was very important to come out and to talk about it at this time. Now, what is it exactly? Well, it's something that she went through that I understand and want to be very compassionate about. It's something that actually a lot of women experience and go through. My lovely bride and I experiencing miscarriage on more than one occasion in our own household. This is something that touches many families. My mother had three miscarriages before my first sister finally arrived. And I just want to say this, and I don't want it to be lacking in compassion, but I'm seeing a lot of coverage of her miscarriage essay. She poured out her feelings about this and they put it in some magazine and everyone's just fawning all over it. But I don't understand why. Is her lost baby any more significant than the millions of lost babies that couples have experienced who are not royalty? Is it in some way more important because she's a movie star, or she's, you know, someone who's married into a family that... You get what I'm saying? And the other question is, are those lost children, the ones that are lost via miscarriage, specifically Meghan Markle's, significantly, by way of eternity, do they count for anything more than every baby that's been brutally murdered by Planned Parenthood over the last number of years? Because while I see Essie Cupp and a lot of other news women across the country going, oh, look at how brave Meghan Markle is. I admit she's brave. But you know who else I think is brave? The mother who keeps her unplanned child. I'm Kevin McCullough.